Beijing weighs Mr. Arafat. There's documentation that Mr. Arafat molested many, many, many little boys and even murdered them and killed them and had them kill each other. And yet we honor this guy with a peace prize, a seat at the feet of the Pope of Rome, an honorable place in dignitaries' offices. This animal, this beastly man who will kill his own mama. By the way, I don't know whether you've noticed it, but it's been well over a year now, and we heard anything about his wife. Whatever happened to that young woman that married this beast from the field? This man who had been honored by the governments and the kings and the United Nations and the bankers of the world. What kind of a world are we? Huh? Or Mr. Clinton, who has broken every moral law, every civil right. Obama was out of office, and the other day they paid a dude $100,000 to talk about something almost unbelievable. A wicked world, and not only do we know they do it, but we take pleasure letting them do it. How do you explain this? Why, it's the time of a debauchery upon man such as the world has never seen. The day of the coming of the Lord. Now we're going to watch the climax of this age. It is going to end. You can mark it down. The end of all things is at hand.